ahead on Only a Game, the fame to addiction to sobriety to inspiration story of former NBA guard Chris Herron. But first, on Monday, the NBA struck a 9-year, $24 billion television deal that is sure to become the envy of sports leagues everywhere. Here to discuss that agreement and what it might mean for the league, its viewers, and its players is Deadspin's Kevin Draper. Kevin, welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you very much for having me.
As you report, ESPN and Turner Sports will pay the NBA about $2.6 billion a year, starting with the 2016-2017 NBA season. This is a 180% increase over the last deal. Why was the NBA able to leverage that amount of money?
Over the last couple years, as TV viewership has declined, the one steady thing has been live sports. Cable companies and networks are paying through the roof to get these live sports rights to be able to sell to advertisers. There's no big sports deals to be signed for the next 5, 6, 7 years. You know, the NFL signed, MLB signed, NHL. And so the NBA came up at a good time and they got paid for it.
The NBA only negotiated with Turner and ESPN, with whom the league had exclusive negotiating rights. What advantage did that give the NBA, or for that matter, what advantage did it give ESPN and Turner Sports?
For the NBA's side, I think the advantage it gave them is it got them more money. Turner and ESPN wanted to prevent the bidding for this deal to become an open competition where particularly Fox Sports, but also NBC or CBS could get in, or even providers like Netflix, Google, or YouTube trying to somehow get involved. So the NBA got more money by not putting it out to open market, and Turner and ESPN prevented their competitors from having a real shot at it.
Some of the NBA's biggest stars, including LeBron James, Kevin Durant, and Kobe Bryant, have already weighed in on this deal and publicly said the players deserve a bigger piece of this soon-to-be-bigger pie. Do they have a point?
Yeah, I really think they do. In the last lockout in 2011, the NBA managed to put forth a claim that a lot of teams were losing money and that in response to this, the players needed to give up some of their money to keep the league solvent, to keep everybody going. And so now when we have teams, you know, they're going to earn tens of millions of dollars more a year just because of this deal, the players are saying, hey, now it's your turn to give us some of this money.
NBPA Executive Director Michelle Roberts has said that the minute she got her job, she began preparing to opt out of the current labor deal at the end of 2016. Is there any chance they can avoid another lockout?
There's a chance, but I wouldn't be particularly optimistic that that's going to happen. We've got a lot of the big stars weighing in and saying that they want more money, and we've also had an owner like Mark Cuban saying, hey, well, if the players want to get more money, then we want to get rid of guaranteed contracts so that when we cut somebody, we don't have to continue paying them. So it looks like, you know, this new money isn't going to be spread out equally to everybody, making everybody happy, but rather it's causing everybody to fight even more fiercely for this bigger pie.
You can find a link to Kevin Draper's Deadspin article, What the NBA's Insane New TV Deal Means for the League and for You, by visiting onlyagame.org. Kevin, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you.